This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Automation and digitalization are revolutionizing every single industry, but we often think of that as mobile delivery services or hotel robots. How about the back-end processes, though? How are those being carried forward and innovated for Industry 4.0? Frida Liu here, and joining me on Open for Business today is Jonathan Oh, founder and CEO of SupplyCart, a B2B e-procurement platform dedicated to getting companies everything they need from A to Z. I'll say Z, not A to Z. Jonathan, we have met in 2015, when you were a participant in the Alliance Bank BizSmart Challenge. A lot has happened since then, right? And you were also featured on our Endeavor Hour in 2017 as well, you know, with us. And the biggest change since for you has been the development of ADAM, which is Malaysia's first centralized e-procurement and vendor management program. So before we get into what ADAM is and all that, why is it important for businesses to digitally transform their back-end processes as well as their front-end ones?
Hey, Frida. Great to see you again. Thank you for having me back at BFM. It has been a couple of years since I've last been here. So jumping right in, you know, SupplyCart being a B2B e-procurement platform in Malaysia, we have worked with hundreds of companies in Malaysia in terms of digitally transforming their businesses. And why is it important? It's because predominantly, a lot of business is all thinking about profit generating, growing the business. Mm. And a lot of inefficiencies in terms of processes, inefficiencies in terms of how things are being done are not being looked into. Mm. And one area of it then, it's about how are they spending their business expenditure. Right. How are they tracking all that kind of things, right?
It eats to revenues.
It is. Mm. And we use this term, you know, you're leaving money on the table and you're burning company's money. Mm. By not looking into these kind of inefficiencies and looking into this area. Mm. So I think a big area here that SMEs and Malaysian companies are looking into is, how can I sort of now move towards a digital solution that can make our company, you know, be more efficient? How can we use technology now? So I don't think technology will replace their current business processes, but complement. And okay, I think that's where SupplyCart comes in.
So your company actually started in 2015 itself?
Yes.
2015 itself. And of course, you've done so many things then. I mean, like the visible ones being competitions and all that. What have you learned about yourself? You know, and I guess looking at your business, were there also pivots that you had to make along the way?
Yes, it's been really a very fulfilling journey. And we have learned so much since 2015. And the exposure that we've received, even learning from our customers, learning from our mentors, learning from other businesses as well, it's really priceless. And I think over time, we did pivot our business. We started off as an office supplies company, and we moved towards now building a sort of a software for e-procurement solutions. And we are continuously innovating our platform. So I guess how we see that we're moving forward and we're doing better, it's the improvements that we're making, the impact that we're making with our clients, right, as well as our people as well.
So it's interesting how you say you're innovating, and not so much pivoting, right? But you're innovating and changing at the same time. Well, there's some things along the way where you're like, oh, it should be done this way. And then, you know, someone tells you and it's like, wow, we never saw it this way before.
Yep. Definitely many moments of those eureka moments, right? Being able to speak to different people in the market really has given us a lot of wisdom. And I would say, so one particular example, you know, would be meeting somebody who, a supplier in a cafe in Plan B in Publica. Mm. And that supplier just made a statement and said, hey, John, one day you'll be supplying to all the businesses here in Publica. And that was like a couple of years back, and we wouldn't have seen that until, you know, that one supplier mentioned it, you know, to us.
And said, wow, you know, this could actually open the doors for many things as well.
Correct.
Now, you've been quoted as saying it was difficult to convince and educate SMEs about e-procurement at the beginning of the company's journey. I want to hear some stories, and I want to also know whether that's changed in the past 3 years, but let's hear the stories first.
Sure. Okay. So, wow, there's a lot of stories to share, you know. Some will bring you to tears, some will bring you laughter as well. So the ones that I remember really, you know, at the top of my mind, you know, would be In terms of companies having processes and governance and compliance, they are required to sort of look and source for certain quotations before they buy anything. And we sort of met a company that the statement made was that if I would like to buy a pencil and the pencil is worth 20 cents, I will need to go and get 3 quotations for a pencil. And we were like, wow, you can't be doing that every day, you know. And that's one story. Mm. Other areas here would be, you know, in terms of looking in the CEOs themselves, the head of people, head of HR, head of operations, driving up to the parking lot of the office, and they went to open their boot and they're unloading stuff out. And that picture still sticks with me here. It's because I'm thinking like, how in the world is the CEO or this guy head of procurement or head of something loading out, unloading stuff from his car? Mm. And why is he taking company time to go and buy all this stuff?
Right.
And I think these are the stories that really, you know, we can laugh about it, you know, but looking at it, I guess it's because either the companies are so used to going through this pain already, it's become a norm, and that you know, they don't see it as being inefficient or wasting a lot of company resources and time. Mm. And how it has changed over the years, I believe, we're getting there. There's a lot of work still needs to be done. But I believe that with, you know, with companies now coming to realize that they need to sort of adopt technology to help them and grow, slowly but surely, more and more companies will move towards changing the way they're doing things.
Right. Yeah. And how do you go about educating businesses about e-procurement? Is it through working with associations, knocking on doors? What is it that you do?
Yeah. I think there's numerous channels that we need to sort of engage on. In a way, we are doing change management as well. It's really difficult to sort of just say something one time and then expect people to change. So what we have done at SupplyCard is really we have started creating content, and that we're using the digital channels now to sort of move those content to create awareness to people like procurement, the C-suites, you know, and different people in different business departments to now start thinking about how are they spending their company resources? Is there anything that, you know, they could improve on? And also we are sharing best practices as well. Mm. So that's one way that we do it. We also started creating videos as well. I think a lot of people now are looking into video content as well. So as much as possible now, we are creating video content. I myself, we have done a few video recordings to get companies to think about, are we leaving money on the table? Are we burning money and stuff like that? Another area then, of course, is our consultants reaching out to different people and having those conversations with them and looking at what's their pain points, how can we be of assistance, and bringing all the hundreds of other companies' best practices that we have sort of helped. To share with them as well.
Right. And of course, like in terms of this education, in terms of the videos, is it just largely in English? You know, do we have to have it in BM and Mandarin? I can imagine these SMEs, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I think, you know, the beauty in Malaysia, we speak English, we speak Bahasa, we speak Mandarin, and of course, there's a bunch of other dialects as well. Mm. Predominantly at this moment in time, SupplyCard is very much in our content is in English. But moving forward, yes, we would like to get those content translated as well. Mm-hmm. We did have some media features in Mandarin in the Chinese media. And something that we do is when we speak to our clients and we realize their affinity towards different language, very quickly in the office, we'll quickly pass the phone to somebody and say, hey, wait, who's speaking Mandarin here? Okay, please take this call. And who's speaking, whose Bahasa was like, hey, in SPM, please take this call. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
All right, we'll talk about Adam, which is Malaysia's first centralized e-procurement and vendor management platform in just a moment. I'm speaking to Jonathan Oh from SupplyCard. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash, BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. Frida Liu here, speaking to Jonathan Oh from SupplyCard, which is a B2B e-procurement platform dedicated to getting companies everything they need from A to Z. And Jonathan, we met 4 or 5 years ago because of Alliance Bank. Now, your platform, Adam, something that's been developed, stands for Analyze, Digitalize, Automate, and Manage. Tell me a bit more and how Adam carries out these four actions.
Sure. So we have created a very affordable solution for companies, especially SMEs. We have a number of multinationals as well. Predominantly, there's a lot of enterprise solutions out there that cost really, you know, millions and thousands of dollars. And we believe that, you know, that solution shouldn't be just limited to multinationals. And with that in mind, you know, we have innovated a very quick, easy to use plug and play platform that now SMEs could go onto, and we have named that platform Adam. Mm. And from this platform now, they're able to manage their business spend. They're able to procure whatever they need. We have created, you know, one of Malaysia's first procurement software where we've incorporated a marketplace within that software itself.
Right.
Which means that it allows businesses now to source, have access to many hundreds of vendors and buy everything they need from one single platform, creating for them a very transparent and traceable means to track their business spend.
Okay, so when you say that, there's also the analytics feature as well, right? Yes. And that's where the marketplace comes out. In terms of what's out there, competition, people who do this sort of business, are there a lot of people out there doing this?
Yep. So e-procurement has been around for a while, and there have been numerous sort of technology companies building this type of solution as well. And I think from a competition perspective, I guess, is really looking into what solution fits what the problem or the company is looking for. Mm. There are, of course, also a lot of marketplaces now, you know, in the e-commerce space. And, you know, Supply Card has sort of came in between to sort of how can we balance both worlds. They were able to provide one e-procurement software. At the same time, we bring the marketplace model so that it's easy to use, it's user-friendly, it's not so clunky and just functional.
Right.
But we put a lot of effort into looking at the user experience and the user interface, and that's how we've built our platform. So from a competition perspective, I believe the market is huge. There are a lot of solutions that can really, great solutions being built by Malaysians here. Mm. I don't think that, you know, in my opinion, I think we have really great talent and great companies here. Yeah. You know, and it doesn't always have to be an overseas or a solution that needs to be brought in.
Mm. I think also sometimes we understand the local perspective a little better. Now, obviously, creating something like Adam requires resources. So you've been through various multiple funding rounds, and the most recent, which was a Series A funding for $2 million from a VC and a Japanese public listed company. So, you know, what qualities do you look for in your various investors?
Yeah, so we've been very fortunate in terms of being able to have venture capital. And it was a very conscious decision that we made to be able to scale the business as quickly as possible. Because we are a tech company, and a lot of resources were required in terms of building the software, building the solution, as well as selecting investors that will journey with us, not just from a financial perspective, but also in terms of our investors. For example, you know, they're Japanese investors. You know, one of them is KK Fund. Mm. They have been really pivotal in where we are today, in journeying with us in terms of giving us that kind of experience that they have seen overseas, what has worked, best practices overseas as well, in terms of introducing us to a network of different companies, different suppliers, and linking us with different expertise. Mm. I always sort of share among our investors and also, you know, my founders and other startups as well. Looking for an investor into the company, it's really like looking for your next partner, your life partner.
Right.
You have to be very selective. You have to go on dates, you know. Of course, not literally dating, but literally that kind of, you know, few steps that you need to get to know each other and see whether there's a fit.
Whether it's right fit. I mean, it's easy. It's not easy to get funding, but even you have to get the funding from the right partners, right?
Exactly.
What are you intending on using the funding for?
So the funding has been sort of used in terms of growing our resources to build and innovate the products constantly on a monthly basis as well. Our tech team is rolling out new things. And the funds also are being used in terms of how do we expand to new markets and expand to new cities, new markets, and build solutions that really that companies could use. So that has been a lot of what the resources have been used for. At the same time, creating content, educating not only clients, but also vendors in the market to move towards, you know, adopting a digital solution in their companies.
And of course, like something like Supply Card works for every kind of business, right?
Yes, definitely.
Every business would need to make purchases as well. In a recent interview, you said Supply Card's aim is to work with 10,000 businesses in the next 10 years. At the moment, you're working with 1,600 businesses. You've worked with them already. What are your plans on how to achieve this?
Yep. So that's a really big number that we are looking at. And I think, you know, we are constantly looking even further than that already. Mm-hmm. The big plans that we have in Supply Card is really, we would like to bring what we are doing, the solution that we have built and our vision as well. And we foresee that more and more businesses will move towards a digital solution. They will move towards changing how the way businesses are ran. And we would like to sort of walk hand in hand and journey with all these businesses. It can be small, it can be big. It is not about the size. But Supply Card want to be in the forefront of sort of innovating these solutions with our SME clients and ultimately bring this Malaysian company outside of Malaysia, moving into the sea region as well, Indonesia, and we are starting up in different countries soon, next year. So look out for some great things happening next year from Supply Card.
Okay, now when you say that you want to go regional and doing that kind of work, right? Who, you know, are you partnering with anybody? I know you also work with MDEC in that sense, right?
Yes. So MDEC, it's been a great partner as well. And I think the great stuff that MDEC is doing in Malaysia. So one thing that we have worked with MDEC is, as the country has a national e-commerce roadmap, they were on a mission to get consumers as well as businesses to move to the digital space. So we became a MDEC partner in terms of how do we move companies or SMEs in Malaysia to then now start using a digital solution in their business. Because consumers already, everybody's booking tickets, everybody's using stuff, but businesses have not really moved towards using the cloud and this kind of solutions. And we are working with MDEC in a way to educate the market to use that as well. Mm-hmm. And also MDEC is exposing us as well overseas to different countries as well.
Right. And you are also the official e-procurement partner.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Yeah, so I guess it's really, we were very fortunate and very blessed in that way that because of this new initiative that the National E-commerce Roadmap, MDEC was tasked to identify partners to work with. And we were one of the selected partners because Supply Card solution is very simple. We didn't really need to customize and build everything, you know, and that would take ages. It's really plug and play that any company, you know, within a matter of 2 weeks, we could now digitalize their procurement process. They could now just start buying stuff for their business and everything is traceable, you know, they could improve their cost very immediately. So we were very great partner to work with to get the company started.
Okay. Yes. Now, your next journey is in the, also the Scale Up Endeavor program as part of 12 companies selected for a year-long program, which will be where you'll be mentored to scale your business. Why don't you choose to partner with them as well?
Right. I guess as an entrepreneur as well, for the many years, I've been very fortunate to be meeting so many different people. And one thing I have realized is the willingness and the ability to be mentored as well from people who are ahead, from people who have done different things. And we participated in the Endeavor program and we felt that, you know, Endeavor has a lot of experienced mentors and we have been very fortunate to be able to be allocated a mentor who's going to journey with us for a year and very related to what we are doing and being able to share that journey together for this 1 year in another program.
Right, and this is you're partnering with CY Han and Naaman.
Yes.
Yes, right, from Juris Technologies.
Yes, Juris Technologies have been a great mentor to Supply Card and then for the next 1 year, Endeavor has sort of different programs to equip us as well. Mm-hmm. We were recently in Google, we recently met Facebook, you know, we are having a training next in terms of how to do hiring and stuff like that. So I think Endeavor has really given us a great platform, not only to mentors, but at the same time, even partnership and collaboration capabilities within the companies, the participants as well.
Right.
And we have started working together as well on certain projects.
How many people do you have now working with you?
We have 30, 30 people working with us, spread across technology, sales and marketing teams. We have operations and we have sort of finance and support.
Right. And it started with how many of you in 2015?
In 2015, when we were in BFM studio here, we were about five.
About five. Okay. So you've grown quite a fair bit since then, right?
Yes.
Now, I think one of the conversations that people always have with businesses is growth versus profitability. You know, so that conversation, right? Or growth and profitability. You know, when do you foresee profitability? And do you just see like there's going to be a lot of growth and hence it's going to be a while before you see profitability?
Yep. I think this is a very great question that every business needs to answer as well. And it's really a conscious decision that the business needs to make. Do we sacrifice profitability for growth? Or do we look into profitability but slow down the growth? So it's all about being able to balance that.
Mm.
And I think from SupplyCard's perspective, now we are a fairly young company. And I think growth is the most important part of it for us right now.
Right.
And every effort and everything all now is towards growth.
Mm.
But at the same time, because all of us, I've been doing business for the past 10 years, and I definitely realized that every business needs to be profitable. It needs to make sense.
Right.
And that is something that the founders of SupplyCard are consciously thinking about. So from a profitable perspective, we are working towards there and trying to balance growth and profitability over the next couple of years. And, you know, expansion does cost money as well.
Mm.
And I guess it's about being able to be very good stewards of that kind of funding and spending as well.
And the co-founders, how many of you?
There's three of us.
Three, okay.
Yep. And Julian and Chang Rong.
Okay, and you'll bring what to the table? Like your what do you take care of? What do they take care of?
Yeah, so I'm in sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. Julian is our head of product.
Mm-hmm.
And Chang Rong is in operations. And the three of us, actually, we were previously friends, high school friends as well.
Right.
And we were very fortunate to be able to have three of us, and each of us have very different skill sets. And finding the right co-founders is very important as well. It's the same as also, again, finding your life partner, because you have to be, we work with them more than I see my own family sometimes, right? So it's so important. So everybody, we identified that the three of us, we have very complementary skill sets.
Right.
And everybody is tasked to be in charge of their own areas.
Mm.
But at the same time, we do come together and brainstorm and strategize the company's future and vision as well.
Okay, so you were sharing a little bit on about big plans. So next year is regional. Yeah.
Yes. So next year is because we have rolled out Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam now is able to then now sort of move towards being the solution for regional companies as well.
Mm.
We now work with companies in Malaysia who have a presence regionally as well. Towards early next year, we will be in Indonesia.
Mm.
And after a couple of months later, we'll be moving to other countries as well.
Mm.
But just not growing the company. What we have planned for next year as well is to be able to be more engaging and reaching out to more SMEs to create this ecosystem between businesses, us, and as well as suppliers.
Mm.
We want to bring everybody together to sort of be able to grow and share best practices and learn from each other as well. So that's something we want to
All
do.
Right. Yeah. All the best. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon, maybe not every 5 years, but it's nice to see that, you know, growing in leaps and bounds. I've been speaking to Jonathan Oh from SupplyCard, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.